Hi there. I don't know what happened, but my guys is
No worries. No worries. You're fine. So, okay, so obviously the Central Florida Building Services, that's going to be what you run Sears under. So maybe this is a conversation for later. Like, we can set up Sears right away, and then
right.
once you get a DBA for or a fictitious business name for your other organization, we'll just have that second account running. It'll probably be maybe a couple of weeks behind of what we're doing for Sears, but
right.
It won't be too far.
Yeah, well, we've got enough to deal with right now with just getting this set up, and then I'd like to set the other one up and try to see if we can, you know,
right.
See if we can get that going.
I mean, hopefully it'll be really exciting for you to just see the small, like, outfit that we run side by side. See it start growing alongside what you're getting through the Sears branding. That'd be pretty cool. I'd be really excited to see that. Because I really think branding is a thing of the past, and it's just the dollars you've invested is what helps you stay at your level. And, you know, again, don't get me wrong, there's some clients that like the Sears name, but, you know, like you said, 5 years ago, the Sears name meant a lot more than it does today.
Right, with the stores and people having Sears credit cards, and that's the other thing too. It's when you know, when the Sears bankruptcy happens, then like really loud, Ryan. Then Citibank ended a lot of the regular Sears accounts. So many people, you know, like Sears, it was just like, you know how you get a Home Depot credit card. They have like
right.
Home Depot credit cards that have the Visa symbol on them, and then you have the Home Depot cards, and the same as Best Buy. Citibank has the ones that are only good for the stores, and then they have the ones that are, you know, they have the ones that are good for the store, and then the ones that are good for any, you know, wherever Visa is accepted. So basically what's happened is that when the Sears bankruptcy happened, they got rid of a lot of those store brand credit cards, and a lot of people got rid of a lot of those cards that typically they would have only used for that particular service or for the store or whatever.
Right.
So it's like we lost a lot of credit. Can you hold on just a second? Sorry, sorry, one more second. Sorry. Hey, sorry about that.
No worries. You're a busy woman. We know that.
so basically once we, I'm hoping that this works and that you're able to get me up in the listings and, you know, I don't
know. Well, one thing that I know you'll appreciate from the beginning is the white glove from day one, right? So after today's call, we're going to set up another onboarding call where you spend about 30 minutes to go through a lot of the details of the services that you want set up, how you want it set up, and then as far as the importing on the Google Guaranteed, we can do all that as well as part of our service. So since you already are doing that, just so you know, for Google Guaranteed, there is a one-time onboarding fee for that, even though you already have it set up, and that's $150. I wanted to be clear on that as well. So total setup fee to include all the things we're talking about is $250, including the Google Guaranteed and everything for Sears. And then however you want to run your first month with us, we can do $500 on the Google Ads side as well. And then, you know, obviously your Google Guaranteed budget is whatever you want to set the budget to.
Okay. Yeah, I want to be able to get – Right now I'm spending about $3,000 a month on the Google Ads, so I want to be able to flip that over to be able to use that. But will Google bill me directly for that, or how does that work?
How is Google billing you now? Just directly?
Directly by credit card.
Okay, so, I mean, we would be able to monitor the same exact way. We can do a preset budget if you want, because you said they charge you $500 every 500, right? That's how they do it now?
Yeah, once I've spent $500, then they do that. But it's, I want to be able to see, I want to be able to see the ads that you guys are using also, because that's a, like today, you know, because I've been so dumb to this whole thing and I haven't even paid attention, but today I asked her, you know, what ads, which ads are you actually even running for Duck? And when the person that's in charge of the whole thing of, when she doesn't even know which ads have been run.
Yeah.
Then what ads have been, what ads are running? Like, what do the ads even say? Like, is it like a specific ad that creates an amount? Like, what's on the ad? What's it advertising? Who knows if they're even running my ads? Nothing would surprise me at this point. So I'm just really.
Right. Well, not to mention that that whole Google Guarantee that I saw showing a 7-review company versus your 100+, that already leads me to believe why you're experiencing a downturn, because now you don't have the super strong background-based company. And by the way, it says been in business for 5+ years. When I saw on your main profile, it says 15+. So which number is,
yeah,
is more accurate?
It's 15+. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, right? And so now you're in a situation where you have different phone numbers going to you, but it's based off of a weaker reputation, which is why most likely you're getting low. I'm guessing, correct me if I'm wrong, your traction in Daytona Beach is not what it used to be.
Nope. Nothing. We're getting nothing. Yeah.
Yep. And that's why you're running a great ad as far as the campaign itself, but you don't have what you normally used to have to back it up, because they used a different profile and made it a little screwy, to be honest, for your sake. So,
yeah. Well, that was like an office person that did that. So it's like people.
Right, right.
This was done before New Engine took over. So now I'm finding out that I can't even run ads. Like, I can't even put advertising on my website. Like, on all of my, the ones for, like, Melbourne and
right.
Palm Bay.
Right, right.
I guess they're broken.
Well, with,
but they're
the thing with Facebook, when
I
you run Facebook ads, your ad copy can have promotions if you want to do that. Like, that would help a lot. Because, you know, with Google, obviously it's like you click, but it doesn't really have details of, like, an ad copy on the same level on the Google Guarantee. Whereas with Facebook, the ad copy can be very specific to if you're running some sort of a discount promotion, you want them to mention some sort of promo code or something like that, we can definitely do that too.
Okay.
So that's how we'll do that. Again, correct me if I'm wrong, I was just going to go a little slow to start, where we would do $500 on the Google pay-per-click side to just get you started on the pay-per-click side on Google, and then we'll start running the Google Guaranteed once we import everything over. And then we're doing $100 on Facebook on one of your markets, but we can always boost that to more whenever you're ready too. But we just want to show you how Facebook does for you.
Right, but the paper, like, wouldn't that affect my call volume if I'm only spending $500 for the month instead of? Like,
oh, you'll import all that you want right away. So we can definitely do all of it at once. That's not a problem. I'm not trying to stop you from that. I was just trying to make sure we're on the same page, because the
right.
way it works
yeah, now
is
if I'm gonna transfer service. I don't want to have any more confusion where, like, I don't even know what's going on half the time, and, you
okay.
know.
Okay. And that 3,000 you're doing, or roughly 3,000, is it all on Google Guaranteed, or are you doing some pay-per-click as well?
I have no idea where it's supposed
no
to
worries.
Be Google Ads or maybe
so,
the pay-per-click.
So we will help on that. So maybe let's do this. We will help navigate the like where the dollars go on Google, if that's better for you. And you just let us know what you want the budget to be for Google. So what do you want the budget to be for Google in the first month?
Okay. But yeah, that's a question?
Yeah, yeah. What would you like the budget
yeah.
to be for Google?
Like a total of $3,000 to start, because that's what I'm doing right now.
Okay. And we can spread that from, do some on Facebook, some on Google, right?
Right. Can you hold on just 1 second again? I'm really sorry.
Absolutely.
Sorry about
that. No worries.
Okay.
No worries.
Hello?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
Yeah.
So here's what I would suggest, and let me know if this is a good suggestion. We would start like this, where your service fee with us, again, $199, that's to the side. Your setup fee of $250, that's also to the side. But if we're doing a $3,000 ad spend, then we would do probably $500 on Facebook, $1,000 on pay-per-click for Google, and then $1,500 remaining for Google Guaranteed, the pay-per-lead style. Is that a fair spread, or do you want something else?
Yeah. The only problem, though, is that the Google guarantee, we only have set up for carpet. So we need to have a smaller budget for that one because I need to be able to put, I'm more interested in trying to get pay-per-click specifically for duct cleaning because that's where, this is like the local listings, right? The pay-per-click, this is pay-per-click, this is where.
Yeah, correct. Where you're the sponsor listing, correct. Uh-huh.
So that's where the money has to be. As much as possible
okay.
in that like organic type of thing. With
so do you mind then if we drop the Google guarantee to like 500 or something, whatever the minimal right. amount is for now because it's carpet cleaning?
Right.
Okay. So I'll redo the math then. 2,000 on Google Ads, the sponsored listing, 500 on Google guaranteed, and then 500 on Facebook to just start showing you what Facebook can do.
Right. Perfect. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll go ahead and navigate that. And then so your total cost to get started then, if we're doing that type of ad buy, would be $3,250 plus the $199. So
$3,448. Okay.
Okay. So you have about 10 more minutes, and then I'll start the process here.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said because there's a car that's
Oh, do you have about 10 more minutes, and then I'll start the process here now that we got everything squared away of how we're going to do the marketing?
Yeah. But did you
– Okay.
When do we set this up, like, and when would you start to transfer everything over and do – like to get into
so everything,
stuff like that.
Right. So everything will be live within 7 to 14 days. We're going to move pretty quickly to get everything live for you to really maximize getting those dollars to work.
Okay.
As far as transferring everything over, that's as soon as our onboarding call is complete, whether that's later on today or tomorrow, then
okay.
you know that's going to take about 30 minutes where you start giving us all the information. I know you provided my email, but our onboarding team will provide you a second email as well, so that way you can make sure that goes directly to them since they'll be doing all the programming.
Okay. And then how does this stuff get paid, like to look after, to do this stuff? Like when does billing happen and how does all that work?
So the first month is just on a credit card, and then moving forward, it's just a recurring payment on your credit card once a month.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Any other questions before I start moving forward with this file?
No, we're good.
Okay. And then Josie, your last name?
Is Alexander. But as far as for credit card information, I'm probably going to have to give you that tomorrow because I don't even have anything with me. Like I'm in Tampa right now waiting for something that I have to go to at 3:00. So that's why I'm like sitting on this side of the,
You told me that earlier.
Yeah.
You were going somewhere. Okay. What's a good email for you? And then we'll start everything here. And as far as, finalizing everything, we can wait till tomorrow. It's not a problem.
Okay. So it's going to be Josee Alexander 1@gmail. Like Jose with an extra E, Alexander.
Right.
That's the number 1@gmail. That's going to be the best one.
Gotcha.
Because it comes to my phone all the time.
Okay. And then to save you some time tomorrow, so we can do an onboarding call anytime. When did you want me to call you tomorrow to start the payment process, and then we can do an onboarding call shortly thereafter?
So tomorrow, I wouldn't be available until after 4 o'clock. Well, after 4:30 of my time.
Okay. Then I'll schedule your onboarding call for 5 o'clock. Would that work?
Okay.
And then at 4:30, at 4:30, I'll give you a call for the payment process and everything like that.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, give me a second here. Let me get that going.
Can you just tell me something, though? This is like the people that I'm going to be dealing with, are they going to be like English speaking?
Absolutely. Good question. Absolutely.
Okay,
we are based out of California, so they may have a small accent, but yes, absolutely English speaking.
Because I want to make sure
our head programmer, his name is Steve, so, you know, we definitely have
Is Steve going to be like my point of contact or?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, some of the people that are on the back end, you know, they're definitely all American, meat and potatoes type of individuals.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm not going to be calling like a call center in India or dealing with anybody like that because that's not going to work for me.
No worries. That's okay. You can clarify that again. Just be advised their English is perfect, even if they have an accent, because we definitely hire people who can be bilingual. So you're
okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Hey, thank you for being straightforward about that. That is okay with me.
Okay. Yeah, no, I just don't, you know, it's just too difficult when people don't understand what you're saying. And then, you know, it's like you try
right.
to explain stuff to them and they have no idea what you're talking about.
Right.
So, mm-hmm.
Totally fine with that. All right. And then on behalf of the marketing side of things, do you authorize anyone else to call in and make changes to your marketing plan, or is it just going to be you, Josie?
There's going to be one other person, and that's going to be Amanda, if I happen to be out of town.
And her last name?
It's Davis, D-A-V-I-S.
D-A-V-I-S, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the phone number that I'm calling you on, again, the 407-590-2227 is the best number to reach you, right?
Yeah.
So that way we're not going through your
right.
you know, call portal there, okay?
Yeah.
All right. And we said air duct cleaning is going to be one of your main focal points for, you know, as far as all the optimization we do and the ads that we run. I'm going to put that there. Main focus for Google Ads. What are some other optimized keywords that you want for the map listing, at least?
I have no idea. I've never taken care of anything myself.
No worries. Okay. Well, we'll work on that. So just a better way to describe it is what service do you offer? And I'll make sure that we appropriate the right words there.
Okay. So we serve, but you're going to be able to look at my existing ads right now, right? Like what they have on there?
Yeah, of course. Once we have access to it all, we'll be able to do all of that.
Okay.
Correct.
So if we do air duct cleaning and then dryer vent cleaning, and then carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile cleaning, like tile and grout cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's about it.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great. All right, so obviously when you said that air duct cleaning is going to be your focus, dryer vent cleaning kind of goes in that same category, right?
Yeah, it's the same thing. But when I set
right.
up a fictitious name under my LLC, then I want to just focus on duct cleaning and dryer vent cleaning.
Nice.
Yeah.
Seems like that's a good moneymaker for you. Is that why?
Yeah, that's, you know, where it, and we have, you know, we have trucks that are non-advertised trucks also, so it makes it easier to be able to.
Oh, nice. you played it smart. So you were actually preparing to potentially leave Sears at some point.
Yeah.
Look
well,
at you.
Yeah.
You got to be ready for when the mare starts to fall apart, right?
No, but you never know. It's just been so bad. It's just been like so hard over the last couple of years. That, you know, I've been doing this for years and years now. I mean, I've done this for, you know, this is all I've ever done, and always like with Sears going back to, you know, to 1990. So I'm basically, you know, it's really hard for me to see the way that, you know, to see how
right.
things just change.
Can I ask, do you have your own Facebook business profile? Because when I try to click on it on the website for Sears Clean, it goes to the main one for Sears.
No, we don't. We just they have to put in their zip code, and then it brings them to.
Okay, but you do have a Facebook like personal profile, right?
Yes. Uh huh. But
would it be? No, would it be? Go ahead.
It's not associated with the like. I have a business one, a separate one that she set up.
Right. So the when I pull up the Sears like Facebook like connect with us, I see. It connects with us to Sears Carpet Cleaning, Air Duct Cleaning. That's their main page. Do you have a separate Facebook page that goes directly to you?
I think so. But the person, that Jenny person that I,
yeah.
Has she emailed you yet?
Nope. Okay.
Okay. So Jenny, it's Jenny Moreland. She's the one that set it up. So I don't know how she set it up.
Oh, I do see it, actually. I found it. So it's Sears Clean Orlando FL. So we're good. Found your Facebook profile, and there's your email address of josie.alexander@searsservices.com. So that's the one they have.
Yeah.
There. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So that way, you know, when we drive traffic, then it's very easy to do it that way. We're not going to need a website at this point. You already have your own domain.
And I think she had it set up so that they could call directly, like on the Facebook, that like the ads, she would set the ads up. So if they clicked on the ad, they can call directly. But who knows?
Yep.
Like,
don't worry. That type of optimization, that's one of our key focal points for our clients. So we'll make sure to set up your ad to where there's a lot of click to call. That's one of our main things that we do on websites when we create them. I send you a sample website. We put click-to-call buttons on the top and bottom at all times, and they stay there. So when you scroll, as you know, some people are a little lazy when they scroll to look for a phone number. So we make sure that they can click to call you at any time. Okay.
Okay, cool.
And then what hours of operation do you want us to make sure that is promoted for the business? I'm sure you already have it up, but just to verify.
Just like any time from like 7:30 to 7 p.m. at night. And then
okay.
Saturday and Sunday from 8 until 5.
Now, on your Google Business profile, it says 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Sunday. Is that okay to copycat that just to make it seamless?
No, because we're closed earlier than that, and we're open. So we're open until 7, yeah. But and then
okay, so
Sundays is 5 o'clock.
Okay, so 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday or Monday through Friday?
Through Friday.
And then 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the weekends?
8 till 5 on the weekends.
Oh, 8 to 5. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's everything that we need for this initial stage. I already have all the notes ready for tomorrow's call. So then what I'll do is I'll reach out to you around 4:30 your time. You know, we'll be calling from the same 407 number, and we'll get everything set up for the initial payment for the $3,448, and then we will get you onboarded at 5, so about 30 minutes after, okay?
Okay.
All right, Josie. Well, I really appreciate your time. Enjoy Tampa if it's a little bit of an R&R day for you, and we'll touch base tomorrow,
no,
okay?
I'm here.
Is it not R&R for you?
Nope.
Okay, I'm so well, we're going to help you get back to where you'll hopefully be able to do some more R&R and less worrying about not getting answers for your advertising. So we'll make sure to make it work for you once we get on board tomorrow, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much.
Josie, thank you for your time. We'll touch base 4:30 tomorrow. Bye-bye now.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.